Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, Councillor Martin Harley has been elected Cathaoirleach of the Donegal County Council. It's the first time the Leveraged Stranraer representative has held the chair in his 14 years as a member of the council. It's understood a house in the Kellybegs area is currently sealed off as part of an ongoing operation involving Gardaí and the Rescue 118 helicopter in the Slieve League area. A formal complaint against the Irish state is to be filed by Defective Blocks Ireland to the European Commission. There's been another indication that the implementation of the Defective Concrete Blocks scheme is imminent. These stories in full, plus more to come. Oisin Kelly will be live at 5:15 with the latest in sport. First in news, Councillor Martin Harley has been elected Cathaoirleach of the Donegal County Council. It's the first time the Leveraged Stranraer representative has held the chair in his 14 years as a member of the council. Under the terms of the agreement, which Councillor Harley helped negotiate, he takes the chair on behalf of Fine Gael, while Sinn Féin's Councillor Jerry McMonagall is the last Cathaoirleach. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Councillor Harley says his election is an honour he does not take lightly.
More than delighted to be taking over this role. It's a brilliant day for my family, for myself and all the people who and the Stranraer electorate who have voted for me down the years, that have given me their support down the years. So a very proud day. I'm looking forward to challenge, a busy year, a lot of things that'll be happening during the year that culminating in the local elections and beginning of June of 2024. So it's a challenge, but no, it's something I'm up for and I've been looking forward to since this council was formed in 2019. It was part of the agreement, that all-party agreement, that each party would have their day in the chair. So I'm delighted to be representing Fine Gael on this day. So,
from your point of view, given that it is the last year before local elections, that's got to add an extra frisson, as it were, to what happens during the year, because members are going to have an eye toward June of 2024 as they consider their motions, as they consider their submissions.
Oh yeah, you'll unfortunately, I hope it's not a poison chalice, because the last two mayors of the county lost their seats on their final year, but I'm not going to dwell on those kind of things. I intend to work hard for the people, but at the same time, a lot of the motions of the council this year will be seeing the flavour of electioneering, and which is all part and parcel, whether it be a local elections or general elections. So,
it's understood a house in the Kellybegs area is currently sealed off. It's part of an ongoing operation involving Gardaí and the Rescue 118 helicopter in the Slieve League area. The Coast Guard has confirmed they are providing assistance to Gardaí. Access to Slieve League is restricted. No further details are known at this time. A formal complaint against the Irish state is to be filed by Defective Blocks Ireland to the European Commission. The complaint seeks to highlight the state's negligence in implementing crucial measures to oversee the manufacturing of construction products. While being spearheaded by Coleman Legal, it is separate from the ongoing High Court legal action. Tara Duggan reports.
The complaint aims to bring attention to the consequences of the state's shortcomings and the need for immediate action. The complainants include Liam and Gráinne O'Doherty and Alan Bowle, who are lead plaintiffs in the High Court litigation, as well as hundreds of other affected individuals who've expressed their intent to join the complaint, which has already been signed by hundreds. Furthermore, the complaint addresses breaches of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights, including Article 2, the right to life, Article 3, the right to integrity of the person, as well as impacts on the right to property and family life. Adrian Sheridan, founder of Defective Blocks Ireland, says the primary objective is to highlight the failures of the Irish state, advocate for corrective measures and rectify the ongoing situation resulting from the sale and use of defective construction products.
Meanwhile, there's been another indication that the implementation of Defective Concrete Block Grant Scheme is imminent. It's understood the regulations are to be signed off this week. Chair of the MICA Action Group, however, says there's still no guarantee it will go ahead, nor is there a definitive date as to when it will happen following many missed deadlines in the past. Talks took place last week between Donegal County Council and the Department of Housing, with the council's chief executive, John McLaughlin, saying that he believes genuine and valid concerns raised are being heard. Lisa Hone says the continuous delays makes a mockery of the denying of pre-legislative scrutiny to the bill last year.
I am sure that people are more than aware that the regulations have still not been signed off by government, which is contrary to obviously what they were indicating the week before last. There was a meeting between Donegal County Council and officials in the Department of Housing on Thursday the 22nd, and as of Friday evening we're being advised that that is the last in a series of meetings that's been taking place between the two, and the department are looking to get the regulations signed off this week. They won't give us a guarantee that that's going to happen. They won't give us a definitive date. It's really unacceptable. It's incredible that they can't. That's the latest information that we have. It just utterly makes a mockery of their statement this time last year when they refused pre-legislative scrutiny on the grounds of urgency, that the scheme is not yet signed off. The pre-legislative scrutiny is a process which would have served to really interrogate the legislation and produce better quality legislation, eliminate its issues now and also on implementation. So the government should have done that. We advised them to do that. We actually pleaded with them to do it and they refused to do it. And it really shows that a lot of our concerns have been borne out.
Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says there must be individual accountability in the Ryan Tuberty payment controversy, and he has outlined a number of questions that need to be answered. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson was speaking after RTE Director General Dee Forbes, who is set to retire in 2 weeks' time, announced this morning that she is resigning with immediate effect. She has apologised for her part surrounding the undisclosed payments totalling €345,000. On today's 9 till noon show, Piers Doherty told Greg Hughes, at the centre of this is a number of secret payments made to a UK account, without the name of the person to whom the money was being paid on the invoices. That, he says, raises some serious questions.
There are serious, serious questions for RTE, you know, in relation to all of this. Why, first of all, did they continue to put into the public domain that his salary was less than it was, when we now know that there was undisclosed payments of €345,000 to him? Why did they ask the agency in Britain to book it in as consultancy fees when the payment of in last year of €150,000 was to be made to him, which cost RTE €230,000? Why did they stipulating that no name should be on that? Why? Who else in RTE knew about this? We hear from the statement today from Dee Forbes that this was discussed with other senior individuals and across the RTE. Who else knew about this? How and under God did they come up with this kind of convoluted system where they say that, oh well, you know, he was supposed to get €75,000 from a third party, we believe is Reynolds, for appearances, and if Reynolds didn't pay that RTE guaranteed it.
Meanwhile, members of the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee believe it would be extremely damaging for RTE if Ms Forbes refuses to give evidence this week. She said she led negotiations on the contract with Mr Tuberty, but that it got approval from legal and financial teams at the broadcaster. She was also critical of the board's treatment of her, saying it damaged her health. Vice Chair of the Oireachtas Public Account Committee, Catherine Murphy, wants to hear firsthand from Dee Forbes.
We've seen situations where, say, somebody has come along and they have been new to the role in whatever organisation, said, oh, well, that predated me. That kind of thing will only frustrate people further. We need openness, transparency about this, who made the decision, and we also need to hear about the amounts that predated these two amounts that were included in this Barter account.
Police in Antrim have confirmed human remains found on June 11th were those of Chloe Mitchell. The 21-year-old was last seen on CCTV in Ballymena in the early hours of June 3rd. Following an extensive search, remains were found. Two men have been charged in connection with the investigation. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has today announced multi-annual funding to connect over 850 households with developer-provided water services to the public Uisce Éireann network. Four of the 21 projects are to take place in Donegal, totalling to over €962,000 awarded from the national amount of €14.7 million. The estates include Woodlands in Ballyshannon and Flaxmill Court, Foyleview, Templeview and Rasnamullen, all located in Carrigans. The report of a woman who was assaulted in Derry is being treated as a hate crime. The incident occurred at around 12:50 a.m. yesterday morning on Waterloo Street. It's believed the victim was with her friends when a number of comments were made to them by a number of individuals. Some of the group then allegedly assaulted the victim, leaving bruising on her arm and chest. Police are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed what occurred to get in touch. Grocery inflation is still at more than 15%. However, it's the lowest rate recorded this year so far. Ben Finnegan has more.
Figures from Kantar show the average price of products in shops went up by 15.8%. Those are in the 3 months to the middle of June. The study also noticed that people are buying more items on promotion, their sales rising compared to last year. Own brand products continue to rise in sales also, them increasing by almost 29%. Ready meals have also gone up. Shoppers have spent almost €3 million extra on ready meals compared to last year. The Retail Forum met last week with the government asking supermarkets to do something about increasing prices, with shop bosses expecting some reductions in the coming weeks. A report from the CCPC also found that supermarkets were not engaging in excessive pricing.
South Inishowen continues to have the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rate in the state for children aged 5 to 11. The CSO says the completed rate in 5 to 11-year-olds at the end of last month ranged from a low of 4% in South Inishowen to a high of 56% in Stillorgan, Dublin. Those rates, they say, have not significantly changed from April. The national average was 11%, with a Donegal average at 8%. Elsewhere in Donegal, North Inishowen had a vaccination rate of 5%, while Lifford Stranorder had a rate of 7%. The Milford, Glenties and Donegal electoral areas each had a completion rate of 9%, while Letterkenny was the only electoral area in Donegal to exceed the national average, and that was with a completion rate of 15%. The time is now 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with the latest in sport. We're approaching 5:15, heading over to Oisin Kelly for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with soccer. Shamrock Rovers have the chance to end the night 7 points clear at the top of the SSE Air Trustee Premier Division. Stephen Bradley's side are welcoming second place Derry City to the Tallaght Stadium. Now, one for Derry, and that would bring the Candy Stripes to within a point of the champions. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Rovers turned over Derry in their previous game at the Brandywell, but Derry have beaten the champions on their own patch before. Here's Derry boss Rory Higgins.
To be fair, our record in the last year, I've been good against Rovers. Some really good performances as well. And you're right, that was the most, in my tenure, it was the most disappointing performance against Shamrock Rovers. And we have to learn from that. We have to see where they got the better of us and try and make sure that it doesn't happen again. And it's a mouth-watering game. It's something to really look forward to, and it's a pivotal game. And we won there earlier in the season, so we know how to win there, and we'll go there and give it a go. That's for sure.
Tonight's all the games see Dundalk welcome St Patrick's Athletic to Oriel Park. That game starts at 7:45. Mayo FC have taken their first steps towards potential League of Ireland inclusion. They've been granted entry to the EA Sports Academy competitions at under 14, under 15. And under 17 levels for 2024. Bunnaggie United are into the FAI Women's Amateur Cup final after claiming an extra time 2-1 win over Cholester Donnacarney yesterday. Substitute Caitlin Fletcher got what proved to be the winner late in the second period of extra time. Not surprisingly, she was delighted.
Yeah, it's class. Just, I was getting on and I was just like, right, last minute, I have to score. And then it just happened. Like, yeah, like this is just unreal. Like, I seen the ball pass and I was like, I need to get it, and just turned, just kicked it, and it just went in. Yeah, we just have to train now and just hopefully we'll win the final night.
Robbie Keane has been appointed as the head coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv of Israel. The former Republic of Ireland captain has signed a 2-year contract. Keane was most recently involved as part of Sam Allardyce's backroom team at Leeds United. Maccabi Tel Aviv are Ireland's most successful club with 23 league titles. And it looks like Roy Hodgson is set to stay in the Premier League. It's been confirmed that he is set to remain as manager of Crystal Palace for the coming year. Moving now to Gaelic games, the All-Ireland football quarter-final clash between Dublin and Mayo will be played this Sunday. The tie of the last 8 throws in at 4 at Croke Park and follows the meeting of Cork and Derry, which starts at 1:45. The other 2 last 8 games take place at GAA headquarters on Saturday, with defending champions Kerry taking on Tyrone. That throws in at 3:45 before the 6 p.m. clash of Armagh and Monaghan. And after Tyrone's win over Donegal in the All-Ireland series at the weekend, tonight on the DL Debate, I'll be joined by 2 former stars from both counties. Guesting on the show will be Kevin Cassidy and John Lynch, and the programme gets underway after the news at 7 this evening. Derry will play Monaghan in this year's All-Ireland Minor Football Final. The Oakleaf County beat Dublin on Sunday to set up the tie against their Ulster rivals. Derry manager Damien McAuleen knows that Monaghan will prove stiff opposition, as they found out on the 3 previous occasions when they played this year already.
2 teams know each other brilliantly well. We were down and watched it yesterday. We expected them to win. They did win. They have huge support and all the rest. They're a good team and they've improved all year the same way we have. You know, semi-finals have won and both teams have done that. We played them in our very first league match and now we're going to play them in the last match of the year. So, okay, quality side, big physical side. As I say, it's a big game for them, their first time in 84 years or whatever. So they're going to bring the hordes with them, I say.
On to the European Games in Poland. Donegal's Joshua McGee and Moya Ryan had a perfect start in the badminton mixed doubles earlier today. They enjoyed a 21-14, 21-13 win over their Italian opponents and will be back out tomorrow for another group match against Slovakia. McGee teams up with Paul Reynolds for the men's doubles this evening. There was defeat, however, for Rachel Darren in the singles earlier today. The Rafal player lost in straight sets to a Czech opponent, 23-21, 21-18 was how it finished. Elsewhere at the competitions in the ring, Kelly Harrington is now 1 win away from becoming a double Olympian. The Tokyo lightweight champion was a unanimous victor in her last 16 bout earlier this morning. Meath bantamweight Jennifer Lahan, men's middleweight Keelan Cassidy and super heavyweight Jack Marley were also winners today. And still to come in the evening session, Amy Broadhurst and Sean Murray are both in action. And that is your sport for the moment here in Highland. Donna Murray.
Thank you, Oisin. Having a look back to news. Over €4 million in funding has been allocated to improve the Atlantic Technological University campuses. The Minister for Further Education and Higher Education, Simon Harris, has announced that the €40 million will be distributed among 20 institutions nationally and will go towards improving access for people with disabilities and invest in necessary upgrades. Minister Harris says it's important investment ahead of the next college year. House prices in Donegal cost less now than they did a year ago. That's according to the latest Daft.ie housing report out today, which shows nationally prices are 0.5% cheaper than last year. In the first time in 3 years, the house prices have fallen, while the number of homes for sale is up by 5%. In Donegal, prices in the second quarter of 2023 were 2% lower than that in the same period of 2022, with the average price of a home in the county now at €196,000. Economist and author of the Daft report, Ronan Lyons, says the Irish housing market is still out of balance.
The number of homes for sale on the 1st of June was just over 13,000. That's only slightly above where it was a year ago, about 5% above where it was a year ago. Doesn't look like the market is coming back into balance, so we're getting used to a new, tighter housing market post-COVID.
The price of a 3-bed semi-detached property in Donegal is up 3.3%. That's according to the latest report from the Retail Estate Alliance. It's the latest report that the cost of a 3-bedroom semi-detached home in the county is now €155,000. Areas that attract holiday home buyers have also noted an increase in the UK or cross-border interest, such as Bundoran, recording a €5,000 average increase in the past 3 months. Detectives in Derry have issued a renewed appeal for information relating to a masked robbery in the city last month. At around 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, May 25th, a masked man entered a bookmaker's on Church Bray and confronted a staff member with what is believed to have been a firearm. The suspect, who was wearing dark clothing, made off on foot with a sum of money towards Tully Alley Road. Detective Inspector Wilson says he is aware that a local school was holding a sports event that morning and are hopeful that parents who were attending may have seen something that could assist with the investigation or may have captured footage of the suspect on their dash cam. Police are urging anyone who was in the area at the time and noticed anything suspicious to contact them. The cleanliness of Letterkenny has slipped according to the IBAL's latest litter survey. The town has been ranked 21st out of 40 towns and cities in Ireland, down from 6th place last year. According to Intashka, which carried out the survey, a number of sites missed the top litter grade, with Letterkenny bus station found to be the most heavily littered site in the town. Conversely, the cleanliness of Bryson Recycling Facility and Letterkenny Town Park was commended. Maynooth and Kildare came out as the cleanest town in Ireland, with Dundalk being the filthiest. Conor Horgan, spokesperson with Eyeball, says a better score could be achieved with a small amount of work.
Letterkenny really hit the heights last year, finished in 6th position in our ranking of 40 towns and cities. This morning it's down to 21st, but as you say, it is still clean, and that is the main thing. And I suppose the other good news is that there was only one heavily littered site in the town. That was Letterkenny bus station. Very unusual, actually, to find a bus or train station in such bad condition. Other than that, there were just a number of sites that failed to hit the top litter grade. The Dunfanaghy Approach Road, Letterkenny Shopping Centre Park. Ontashka Inspector says with a little effort, cleanliness could easily be achieved in these areas. Lots of good areas, of course. The recycle facility at Bryson Recycle was a grade A. There was the Kiltoy Approach Road was grade A. Donegal County Museum, a grade B plus, so pretty good as well. So the Upper Main Street was a grade B plus. So, you know, nothing really bad, but just a general presence of litter that brought it down the ranking.
Looking now to the weather for this evening. Scattered showers and mainly sunny spells. The showers become heavy at times with a chance of thunder. Showers become isolated through the evening as cloud increases. Highest temperatures of 16 to 19 degrees and a moderate to fresh westerly breeze. To conclude this evening's news, Councillor Martin Harley has been elected Caoimhleach of Donegal County Council. It's understood a house in the Kellybegs area is currently sealed off as part of an ongoing operation involving Gardaí and the Rescue 118 helicopter in the Slieve League area. A formal complaint against the Irish state is to be filed by Defective Blocks Ireland to the European Commission. There has been another indication that the implementation of Defective Concrete Blocks grant scheme is imminent. And the members of the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee believe it would be extremely damaging for RTE if Ms Forbes refuses to give evidence this week. That's all for now. I'll be back again with the next news update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Monday evening, June 26th. The death has taken place of Paddy John Gibbons, Karen Kerry Keel. Remains will repose at his home from 6 p.m. today. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church, Massmount, with burial afterwards in Massmount Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columba's Massmount Facebook page. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock, with family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. The death has taken place of Anthony McLaughlin, Fernbank, Redcastle. Anthony's remains are reposing at his home, where you are welcome to pay your respects today from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. and tomorrow and Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Anthony's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. donations, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. Anthony's funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. The death has taken place of Grace McShane Ní Doherty, Jackie, Dunaff, Earth, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 a.m. Going to St. Michael's Church, Earth, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial is afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. House private, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family and friends only, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Colm Grant, 17 The Cottages, Burnfoot. Remains reposing at his home. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:15 a.m. to St. Angus Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Colm's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cree Heart and Stroke Charity, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.